today on Apostle Gabo's podcast radio show.
So today we are learning about land. When I talk about land, I'm talking about ground, I'm talking about soil. And you're going to understand what land is. And you're going to understand where you are. And you're going to understand that there is a landlord over you. When you start to grasp that there is a landlord, the Lord that expresses his lordship over the land, he is your Lord. And if you understand who is the landlord of the land you dwell on, you're going to see if you're literally worshiping God or you're worshiping something else. There was a god known as Baal. That's Baal. Baal, yeah? That's B-A-A-L. The word Baal, comes from the word Lord. And when you look deep into that word, God says, don't worship Baal. And Baal was always the landlord, the Lord that owns the land. Write that down. So God said to the children of Israel, don't worship Baal, landlord, referring to him as the Lord of the land. Don't worship those who own the land. That's what we're going to look at. Now, before we understand who owns the land, let us first look at what is land. So when we understand what land is, this is where you're going to see that Daniel was brought in the land of what? The Medes and the Persia. So God now allows Daniel to function on an excellent realm of governorship and leadership. But there were those who hated Daniel and were saying, but we are the landlords. How can this man now function beyond our authority as the landlords? Let us oppress him. Let us suppress him. Let us control him. But the more they tried to control him, the more the king now was connected more to Daniel. And to allow Daniel to now even give rules, make rules and regulations according to God's will that governs the landlords of the country. So I want you to see the word land, what it means, and to see yourself and to see who is the landlord, because we want to identify who is the landlord over the land where you are. Okay, let us start. The word land is part of the earth or earth surface that is not covered by water. Everybody listen to what I'm saying. Genesis chapter 2 verse 8 says, the Lord God planted what? A garden eastward in where? In Eden. Now notice where he planted it. He planted it eastward in Eden. Now, Eden is the presence of God. So God planted a garden, but then he hovers, or he puts this garden in his presence. The word Eden, write this down. The word Eden means the seasons of God. Write that down. The word Eden means the seasons of God. The word Eden means the energies that contains the different seasons and the different ability that can nurture, can make the ground, soil texture good for cultivation. The word Eden also means the cloud of covering that covers and hovers over the land where God wants to see his plants, seeds that he has planted, germinate. The cloud that hovers and serves brings energies that germinates the land. And these energies, the cloud of covering is hovering over, is bringing forth, contains the wisdom of the elders, forefathers that are in within as a witness in that cloud. It also contains the seasons of God, the different seasons in which God does certain things, in which God pours out certain energies depending in which season, in which month, on the Hebrew God's calendar. The word Eden means the presence of God that reflects the zodiac signs, that reflects the 12 months, the zodiac signs, in their formula concerning the seasons, the time, and the calendar of God. So simply to say that the Lord God planted a garden eastward in the presence of his ability to nurture the earth in its formula of astrologic calendar. Yeah, I repeat what I said. The Lord God planted what? A garden. Where did he plant a garden? In a location. What location is that? Where his presence was nurturing. Where his presence was covering. This is why the scripture says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth, Mother Earth, where things grow, was full of darkness, was barren, was evil. And then the next verse says, and then the Spirit of the Lord was hovering. The presence of God was hovering. Because what the earth needs, the earth in its nature, it's evil. The earth in its nature, it's wild. That's earth, mother ovaries, wild. The earth, the land in its nature, it's wild. But there must be a covering over it. There must be a covering. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then he put man whom he had formed in the garden. So, where was man put? Again, let us find out. Where was man put? Genesis chapter 2, he put him in a land where God had cultivated and planted things. He had even shown him that things are growing, and they are growing and germinating in their full fruitfulness. And he put him the garden, he planted it, located it, Eden, in Eden, where God's presence was, God's calendar was. And there he put the man whom he had formed. Where did he put him? He put him in the garden that is good, a good land, full of resources, full of minerals, full of plants, which was located in Eden, together so far. So what is land? Yeah, land is the natural expression that contains nature. Garden, an extension of the mindset. Again, what is land? I repeat. Land is the natural expression, garden, and extension of the mindset. So, when we look at the Garden of Eden, what was it? It was land, which was physical on the earth. But what did this garden reflect? The mindset of God. Because everything that was growing in the garden was the mindset. It was the idea. It was the reflection of the thoughts, imagination, and revelation of God. Are we together so far?
This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.